The next patient is Judy Gorski. The last name is G-U-R-S-K-E. This is a follow-up appointment for this 62-year-old white female that is a patient of Dr. Maxwell that was referred to this office for evaluation of the CKD stage 3B, period. The majority of the workup was done at the time she was admitted to the hospital on September the 22nd. That she was found on the floor, period, when she got to the emergency room. There was evidence of a profound anemia with the hemoglobin that was between 3 and 4 grams per cent. 5 units of blood had to be transfused. The patient was found with a stool for occult blood that is positive. The patient was evaluated by the gastroenterology. Apparently, workup has been done in the past, and they were not willing to repeat the endoscopies at that time period. During the hospital stay, there was evidence of a serum creatinine that was on 1.13 with an estimated GFR of 55 and with the creatinine macroalbumin of 367. Period. Number two, nephrolithiasis. The patient has a CT scanning which shows a small kidney in the right side, about 7 centimeters, with 3 kidney stones that are non-obstructive. However, there was a left kidney that was normal in size, 11 centimeters, with evidence of mild hydronephrosis related to a pelvic stone that is 2 cm in diameter, period. The patient is advised to go to the urologist, Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-S-H-I, in order to take care of the problem as soon as possible, period. Number three, anemia. This anemia is related to severe iron deficiency. The determination of serum iron in the hospital was 8. The saturation was 2%. The patient was evaluated by Dr. Yellow, Y-E-L-L-U, and they are going to start infusions of iron, next coming week. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of a atorvastatin. The patient is a status post thyroidectomy on replacement therapy. Following number, the patient has disseminated arthritis. Following number during the evaluation at the hospital, the drug screen in the urine was positive for amphetamines, benzodiazepines, and opioids. Period. We have to keep in mind that the patient has a dermatitis. The patient was very upset with those results, and she was advised to go to the primary care physician to discuss these results and most likely retest the urine in order to avoid any confusions. We're going to give her an appointment to see us in 2 months with laboratory workup.